from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
One thing, though, that we are excited to finally, in the month of August, again, be continuing to talk about is the Royals. That's where I want to start today, because the Royals got a much-needed win yesterday in Minneapolis. They already lost the season series. They already lost this series. But Cole Reagans went out there and did what you expect your ace of the staff to do. Cole Reagans looked like an ace, and let's be real, he's the real ace of the staff, despite how great Lugo's been across the entire year. But the last 2 weeks, on two Wednesdays in a row,
needed him.
When they were down two games in a series, yeah, against Boston, and this time around against the Minnesota Twins, who did they hand the ball to? Their ace, Cole Reagans, and he gave them not only a quality start, but he was really sensational other than one pitch that led to a home run. He kept them in the game. The offense, their biggest star, Bobby Witt Jr., comes up with a home run as well. The pieces that they are going to continue to have to rely on if they make the playoffs stepped up. We were talking before the show, like, why do you still believe this team can get to the postseason? Why are you confident? Two players yesterday in particular that stepped up. Bobby Witt Jr. and Cole Reagans. Those are the two players. If you made me single out two players for why ultimately they hold on to a playoff spot, those are the two.
This goes back to, I don't remember what it was, a month ago. If you're new to the show, it might have been 2 weeks ago. We had answered the question about Dusty, who had said, if they had a playoff game one must win or game must win, who do you want on the mound? And you and I both said, I don't care who's pitching better. The answer is still Cole Reagans. He has made that very clear. They have desperately needed him 2 weeks in a row, three series in a row, to get a win when Lugo and Singer have both been struggling in their last two, three, four starts. And every time Reagans has not just answered the call, he shoved. I mean, he put it on him. He gave him every chance to win. It was a no sweat. Yesterday was not a game where you were like, oh, I hope, other than maybe they missed some opportunities with runners on base. But if Cole Reagans is going to go seven, then guess what? I got to go straight to Long or Urseg or all the names I feel confident in the bullpen to go there. It's the single biggest reason why I refuse to let people drag me into the, are the Royals going to be a postseason team? Look at them falling apart. Because yesterday, I had people like, are you going to tell me the Twins are better now? Not going to the playoffs. And now, where we are again. Today, they have a 2-game lead on a wild card spot, 3 games on the team behind that. They're a game and a half behind the Twins. Yeah, they're still kind of a long shot to the division, as they were 2 days ago. But they are still comfortably in a playoff spot as of right now, because Cole Reagans and Bobby Witt Jr. exist. Bobby Witt Jr. hit the StatCast era exists since 2008. So it's not the history of baseball. But since 2008, nobody has hit a fastball that high and that fast out of the ballpark, because Bobby Witt Jr. is different. And I understand the idea that people are like, It's just a high fastball. That thing was coming 98 miles an hour, and it was like a foot above the zone, and he took it out to left center. Most baseball players can't do that.
Yeah, no business hitting that home run, frankly.
No,
he had no business hitting that home run, but
yet he did.
And so a much-needed win, once again, lowers the blood pressure of everybody in Kansas City. You know, that's the one thing they've done the entire year, whether it was Cole Reagans or at the time when Seth Lugo was pitching at an even higher level and Brady Singer wasn't in this little bit of a lull that he's in. They had multiple guys in the rotation that can stop a 2 or 3 game losing streak from becoming 4, 5, 6. That's why they're in the spot they are in this year. They have stoppers. The last 2 weeks or week, I guess it has been Cole Reagans, but
yes.
Throughout the entire year, they've had multiple stoppers that have allowed them not to have this trickle out to a really long losing streak when everything for a couple days goes wrong, when you're not getting great pitching, when you're not getting Vinny Pasquantino and Salvi and Bobby Witt. And it's very rare you're going to get everybody hitting at once. But yesterday, your two best players, let's just call it like it is. I know Salvador Perez has looked like that at times. But to me, your two best players.
Your best pitcher and your best position player.
Stepped up yesterday. That's what you need. That's what you hope. And an off day before the Royals pick back up tomorrow.
And Vinny Pasquantino, who was in an 0-for-20, came through with a big RBI. The normal amount of their good players gave them the win. And then they're just right back where they were. And the Red Sox play tonight, and they start a 4-game series against Baltimore. Certainly not an easy series for them. You don't really know which way it's going to go. But the same point is, like, don't panic over a 3-game stretch. And which I told you, that's the worst version of the Royals, where Vinny and Hunter Renfro and Bobby Wood Jr. don't hit enough, and your starting pitchers get clubbed. You're going to look awful in almost any situation. You're going to think that that's not a very good baseball team. It's just not the truth of what they've been a huge majority of the season. This is another one, like, we can go back months now. Maybe the single biggest, like, outside the box, let's take players out of it, right? I'm just trying to tell you a reason why the Royals have been maintaining the playoff spot the way they have. This team refuses to go on a long losing streak. They never let it turn into something else. Got their ass kicked 2 games in a row. Could easily let that turn into a 4 or 5 game skid, did they? No, Cole Reagans stepped up to the bump. All three of their starters will not be that bad for that many games in a row. They will always stop the bleeding. That's been something we've talked about since, I don't know, June 1st? How long have we been mentioning that in conversation?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.